Manager's Log, Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020. Well, I remember not too long ago, there was this Zoom call regarding the superintendent of the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District. They were having interviews with five candidates, and people were invited to attend that by Zoom. And I feel that it didn't go well. It was on a Saturday, started early in the morning, went into the afternoon. And I did notice on Saturday that there was another email that went out and reminding people that, hey, this meeting is happening right now. So maybe it wasn't well attended. But I haven't heard whether or not they hired a new superintendent. So going to have to find that out. I do know that there is a opportunity to interview the president of the California School Board Association. And this person will be talking about Governor Newsom's May budget. And this is scheduled, it's going to come out on Thursday the 14th. So she wants to have a discussion about, well, how the cuts will impact classrooms once and when they are reopened. That's one of the things you would like to discuss. Zanoen Cruz Gonzalez is the president. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her first name correctly, but. And what talks about coordinating the reopening of schools at the state, county, and local levels. Resources needed in order to reopen schools early, if that is possible. Necessary precautions and protections needed for students and staff, including PPE, to ensure their safety. I don't know what PPE stands for. California has the worst student-to-teacher ratio and student-to-staff ratios in the nation, even prior to the pandemic. So these are what this person wants to talk about. If there wants to be an interview, try to get some people who know about school districts from the board level to take part in this. But so far, I haven't been successful in doing that. But it is important. And one day, the schools will be reopened, and how will that be? You know, we put a lot of money into those schools and the facilities, so. We're going to have to change things, or what's the future look like in the education of our tribal members and people of the communities? More food for thought, and I'd like to get some input on that. Thanks for listening.